Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Chevron.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The national season is over. D.C.'s inability to win is wrenching for the city. What will make the sting of this loss go away? Time, maybe. Chicago had to wait a century to win a World Series. Anna and Burgess Everett are out with some news this morning. There are increasing concerns about Mississippi Senator Thad Cochran's health. He's supposed to return to Washington next Monday, but several Cochran insiders are skeptical he'll come back next week, and some speculate he won't be back before the end of the year. Here's some important context. Cochran is chairman of the Appropriations Panel that plays a critical role in government funding. If Cochran remains out of Washington, it'll cause a major headache for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell as he looks to pass a budget and tax reform legislation. It only takes three senators to sink legislation. There are politics at play, too. His seat is viewed as particularly important given that the establishment went all out for him to beat Senator Chris McDaniel in the 2014 Republican primary. He's up for re-election in 2020, and Republicans are desperate to avoid a special election.
The big story this morning comes from Josh Dossie and Paul Demko. The two report that Trump plans to cut healthcare subsidy payments to insurers, in what they describe as his most aggressive move yet to undermine Obamacare after months of unsuccessful repeal efforts on Capitol Hill. The subsidies are estimated to be worth $7 billion a year and are paid out in monthly installments. They could be stopped almost immediately because Congress hasn't appropriated funding for the program. But here's the reality. Trump is now putting yet another item on Congress's lap. This is certain to push Republicans to act on Capitol Hill. Why? Because, as the New York Times writes, insurance markets could quickly unravel. And Republicans control both chambers of Congress and the presidency.
The AP's Matthew Lee is reporting that Trump is expected to vilify Iran over the nuclear deal. Trump's speech is set to outline specific faults he finds with the 2015 deal. He'll call for new sanctions from Congress, but will not get out of the agreement. On the home front, the LA Times is reporting that the death toll from the fires in Northern California has jumped to 31.
Politico first reported that the IRS has entered a $7.2 million no-bid contract with embattled Equifax. But now, Stephen Overly reports, that contract has been temporarily suspended. The decision came after media reports came out that the Equifax website may have been compromised a second time. Josh Meyer is reporting that Twitter deleted data that could have been crucial to the Russia probes, while CNN is reporting that one Russian-linked campaign posed as part of the Black Lives Matter movement, going so far as to use platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Tumblr, and even Pokemon Go.
The Washington Post has a story out this morning that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is reviving an arcane military tradition that no one can remember happening in federal government. Whenever Zinke is in the Interior building, a staffer puts up a special secretarial flag. When he leaves or travels, that flag comes down.
Two things of note. It appears that Republican lawmakers are getting closer to a compromise on state and local deductions, Aaron Lorenzo reports. And the Washington Post is out with a story this morning that Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma said that Trump told him he is willing to extend the March 5th deadline to end DACA protections if Congress doesn't act. Today, Trump will attend the 2017 Value Voters Summit at the Omni Shoreham Hotel. He will deliver remarks on his Iran strategy in the afternoon. He and the First Lady will also visit the Secret Service's James J. Rowley Training Facility. Vice President Mike Pence is going to New York for the Seminar Network's Policy and Political Strategy Planning Retreat. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook. And now, a special message from our colleague Ben White.
Hi, I'm Ben White, and my new Politico Money podcast premieres on Wednesday, October 18th. So here's the deal. I'll be decoding the biggest moments in economic and financial policy with some of the leading voices in Washington and on Wall Street. We'll have a crazy number of things to discuss. The big tax cut plan, infrastructure, the future of the Fed, and Janet Yellen. So mark your calendar. My first episode is Wednesday, October 18th. Better yet, just subscribe right now so that our inaugural episode will hit your app as soon as it's released. I've gotten all your emails asking why I don't do a podcast and take the Morning Money style of cutting through the nonsense onto a new platform. So you asked for it, and now you're getting it. All right, maybe it took me a little while to get here, but I'm here now and I can't wait to get started.
I've been waiting for this for a long time.